invite you to enjoy life. Life is Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Mass, with Alan Reed as the star. Vasco left Italy to start his new life in America. He promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventures. So now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Vasco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, Chicago is the wonderfulest city. But there's the one thing not so good about the biggest city. Nobody is to know each other. When I'm in the town, never cross the line. I'm a walker down the street and a smile, everybody is a smile about. Over here, if I'm a walker in the street and a smile, everybody is a think I'm a crazy. A smaller town like ours, maybe it cannot have that advantage of a big city like Chicago. But it is so nice. You say hello to everybody, even if you're a ghost. And if it's a lady dirty, you take off of your hat. Over here, I'm going to take off of my hat to stand on the street and a smile and watch to happen. In a half hour, I'm going to collect the 45 cents. Travel over here to Mamma Mia, people is always in a big rush. Rush. They even got the 1 hour special for rushing. It's called the rush hour. This is for the people who have forgot to rush during the daytime so they get the 1 or more cents to catch up for the night. Everywhere signs is telling people to hurry up to save the time. Get your hair cut in a 15 minutes. Get a car wash in a 12 minutes. Eat the busy bee lunch in a 10 minutes. And yesterday, I am at this cemetery advertisement that to say, make the down payment for now, why waste it? You know, Mamma Mia, I figured it would be wonderful if all of a sudden everybody is here who's stopped rushing around for 1 minute. And I say hello to the fellow standing next to him. Well, is there no time now for dreaming, Mamma Mia? Because there's a time for me to go to my night school class, so I'm going to finish this letter later.
All right, Glass, let's have some quiet. Fine. I'll call the roll now. Mr. Basso?
Here.
Mr. Howard?
Here.
Mr. Overton?
Here.
Mr. Schultz? Mr. Schultz, you're here. Why didn't you stay here?
I just want to break the monotony.
All right, Mr. Schultz, all right, enough of that. Now, class, before you begin our lesson, I think you might be interested in knowing that North Halstead Street, the very street where our school is located, will be 50 years old this week.
North Halstead Street? That's where I got to my store. And that's where the Pasquale has got his spaghetti palace.
Yes, and Mr. Schultz has his own spaghetti store there. Now, class, a little arithmetic. If the treat has begun 50 years ago, who can tell me the exact year?
I know. Call on me, I know.
Very good. Mr. Schultz, the rest of the class knows the answer. Why don't you?
Because it is my great enjoyment in life to make other people look smarter.
I raise my hand first. Please, let me answer.
There he goes, the quiz kid with wrinkles.
All right, Mr. Olson. Halstead Street was begun 50 years ago. It's 1949 now. What year would that be?
1899.
Marked down for 1900.
Mr. Schultz, please pay attention and learn something. The 1890s were important years in our nation's progress.
You bet. The automobile was invented in 1893.
Well, that's very good, Mr. Olson. Now, besides the automobile, does anyone know another invention of the 1890s?
Yeah,
Milan is 1890, friend.
No. Mr. Basso?
Huh?
You seem to be engrossed in something.
Miss Boyden,
You tell us before that the North Cajon set of states are going to be 50 years old in just a week.
Yes, that's right.
Miss Spalding, this city is a struggle. Not to be there's not a dozen of people on North Cajon set of states who know each other. Imagine. People living right next to each other and they're strangers.
Luigi, that's very true.
What are you doing at, Mr. Bastow?
I was just thinking. Why we don't have a big block party? And everybody is to come out and eat and events and things and get to know each other and be friends.
That's good. Luigi, that was a wonderful idea.
Luigi, you deserve credit.
Oh, Luigi, my friend, you got a brain that's so smart it should be in a bottle.
Look, Black Bobby with the colored lights strung across the street. He was dancing all night. I remember once our district alderman gave a Black party and used the beans. All the finest food was passed around like hotcakes and the champagne flowed like water. But it's just that sounds expensive. Hotcakes and water are expensive. Luigi, don't worry about that spend. Smile. For my own delicatessen, I will donate food. And for Smiley, the sheep state, he's going to donate too.
Oh.
I'll clean up the lights and take care of all the decorations.
And by golly, I will go around and get the whole neighborhood.
Well, I think the best way to handle this is to form a committee.
Oh, darling, you hit the hammer right on your thumb. Of the Black Party committee meeting right after class, and everything's going to be arranged.
Sister, I think you're wonderful.
Oh, stop, Luigi. This is our new idea. And if any credit would be handed out, yes, I want you to hand it to me.
My friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Oh, darling, something wonderful has happened. I'm so happy I feel like a sin.
What's to happen? Are you Uncle Pietro the ghost to die and leave you Uncle Pietro?
No, Pascal, is it better than that? I'll explain. This is Tuesday night. Hall set of speakers are going to have a birthday party and the...
What do you think? A street? Is he going to have a birthday?
That's right, shut up!
Somebody could jump his attraction and aim the super cheap.
But if it's
right. I know. Street, is he going to have a birthday and instead of burning a candle, is he going to burn a lamppost?
But, Charlie, the way you're talking, you're making me
sure. What? And it's just to hear the party now. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Uncle Hunter.
Happy birthday.
I'm a jump for my crack to too. Let me explain to you. Miss Spalding was telling us today how our state was started 50 years ago. Oh. So I say, why we don't have a black party and a celebration?
Oh, then is the real thing.
That's what I'm telling you. Austin is telling all the people. We're going to get the music. The Horowitz is going to put up at the night. And it shoots to the head of the commission.
Ah, then the smart delicatessen man already he's to take over, eh? Luigi, if you get a such idea, why do you go to everybody else when you should have come to me, the fellow to bring you from the old country? After all, I'm the most respected man here. Don't you know I'm the head of the block?
That's right, Pasquale. I should have come to you. You're the real block ahead.
Sure.
The funny thing, and when I'm saying it, you come out of this for it. Pasquale, I'm hoping you're not the man. Because we figure you're going to give a lot of food for the party.
Food for the party?
Uh-huh.
Well, sure, Luigi, sure. Not only am I going to give a food, but I'm going to see if you're going to be nice to music, the people that should dance.
Of course, Miss Scully. You got to hire an orchestra?
No, an organ.
Miss Scully, what is it the organ are going to play?
Here comes the bride to my daughter, Rosa.
Huh? Who is she going to marry?
Hello, my son.
Goodbye, Papa.
All right, to you little fool. You know, Mary Ross, you know what kind of food I'm going to give? Strong heart to dog a fool. You get enough thing. I'm going to give a fool and you know got a party. You're sitting around like a bunch of Republicans.
But Pasquale, the people is already invited. I'm already promised.
Promise to promise to promise. Only promise I'm interested in is when you sing it to Rosa. Oh, promise to me.
Oh, Pasquale. Luigi, everything is all arranged. So we got a no party. Pasquale is going to give a food and a left hand to Mary Rosa.
Ah, Henry. Hello. What's the draw to you here?
A stork, and what brought you here, my boy?
Wait a minute, Mr. Delicatessen, man. Where are you flying off at the handlebars?
Because all of you are taking advantage of my friend, the stupid little dumbo. Yes, it's just you're not going to be blind.
Luigi, you tell me.
Shut up.
Don't come tell me.
Shut up.
Don't you dare tell him to shut up. If anybody to tell him to shut up, I'm his friend. I'm going to tell him to shut up.
Who you want us to tell you to shut up?
I'm going to want to start a fight. I'm going to shut up on myself.
Why are you wasting your time with this stupid blocker party? Give my roast a ring and get him married, have a 10 or 15 of bambinos to raise you on the block.
Pasquale, you stop playing ring around the rosa. Are you giving me food for the party or not?
Absolutely not. Mr. Delicatessen, man, I'm leaving Dr. Pleasure to you. You're going to give all of the food you want.
Oh, a smart cup, huh? Well, if that's the case, I'm giving nothing, not even one stitch of salami. Listen, what are you saying? Just because the Pasquale is acting like that, so you better act the same way?
That's right.
If he's going to act like a chug-ass, I'm going to prove to him I'm twice the chug-ass he ever. Talk anymore.
Come on, Schuster, please, don't go.
I was going to give 500 Wiener Schnitzel, but after things the way Pasquale acts, I wouldn't even give one Schnitzel.
Come on. He's quite a bit of jackass I am, eh? Gotta get up early in the morning to do that. Hey, Luigi. Come on, we get down to Dave's radio shop and we watch the television in the window. They got a picture to cheer you up. Hop along to Cassidy. Hello. You want to light the toast? Is your favorite flavor orange? Listen, Luigi, forget this block party idea about people talking to each other and being a friend. You see anybody worrying about you? In America, you worry about yourself. But just to make it a buck, keep your nose in your own place. Hey, Luigi. Here, Luigi. Use my handkerchief.
Three, just the way you are!
Once again, we continue in just a moment, but first, a delightful, fancy-free, screwball comedy as refreshing as the first warm winds of May is tomorrow night's choice on CBS Lux Radio Theater. John Lund and Wanda Hendricks will come to the CBS microphones to reenact their original motion picture roles in the hilarious Miss Tetlock's Millions. The tale of a young man who finds out for himself that love is more valuable than money. Be sure to be around tomorrow night when John Lund and Wanda Hendricks star on most of the same stations in Miss Tetlock's Millions as Lux presents Hollywood. And now for the second act of Luigi Basco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
That is so, Mamma Mia. I was up all the night to worry because the Schultz and the Pasquale is going to give a food for the block party. I may not have the heart to disappoint all of the people who are going to come to the party, so
first, I think maybe I should have used all of my money to buy the food. There is enough going to be enough. Two hamburgers. More than anything, I'm like a Schultz and a Pasquale should be friends again. And this party should be a success. If only I'm going to have money to buy food. Mama, me, I'm got so much money troubles and nobody to tell me to. Then I'm a think. The bank. Sure. They got one girl there. Just to listen to you. Because over her is a sign that to say, tell her. So I'm going to go right now to the bank and tell her.
Mr. Bastow, I'm Mr. Hudson, manager of this bank. The teller informs me you're interested in obtaining a loan. Is that right?
That's right. You see, I've got a big problem.
Well, how much do you want?
How much do you got?
Mr. Bastow, our bank has assets of over $3 million.
I don't know if that's so much.
So just how much were you thinking of borrowing?
Well, let me see. We should have at least 200-300 pounds of a bologna and a salami and
so on.
300 pounds of spaghetti, not to count the meatballs. Also 50 pies, a huckleberry, pumpkin, and a lemon. No, a lemon isn't no good.
Yes, yes, Mr. Basco.
Also, I think 200 pickles will be enough. Mr. Hudson, how many slices do you get for some pickle?
Well, I don't know. I think my wife gets four.
Oh, 2 slices are big. I'm a just 8 slices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 200 pickles is more than enough. Now, how much do you think is it going to cost for bread to feed so many people?
Well, what kind of bread are you getting? White rye or pumpernickel?
Any kind do you got?
So we've got them all.
Well, all right. I'll take them all.
Well, that should cost, Mr. Bascoff. What's this loan for?
Is it for a party?
You're borrowing money to make a party?
This party is not for me. It's a black party. Harry Stetter Street is going to be 50 years old on Tuesday. Schultz and the Pasquale. You know them?
Yes, they're the Providors here.
Well, they were going to bring a tutor for the party. But they changed their mind. I'm no one to disappoint the people. So I'm going to pay. Please, Mr. Hudson.
Well, Mr. Bastow, this is very irregular. Even if I wanted to grant you this loan, what collateral do you have?
Huh?
Security. What security can you give us to insure the loan?
Well, I'm just the one to make the people happy. They should all get to know each other.
Making people happy, what kind of security is that?
It's the biggest security I know.
Mr. Bastow, our bank has been on horse feet for many years and...
And what's after, Mr. Hudson?
Well, by gosh, I think your block party is an excellent idea. I'll see to it that it goes on.
So, Mr. Hudson, you going to give me the money?
You go ahead with your party plan. All the food will be there.
Oh, no, me. Don't worry, Mr. Hudson. I'm going to pay you back everything. Please, can you come to the party soon?
Well, I have an engagement Tuesday night, but I'll try to make it.
Mr. Hudson, you're a fine man. And you make a wonderful automobile. Come the day I go. Oh, what a block the party is going to be. America, I love you. Do you like to talk to me? From ocean to ocean, you're a wonderful dancer.
Luigi, you're a wonderful dancer. Isn't he, Esther?
Yes, Luigi. How is it that you dance so good? I do it dance.
Well, I'm a chance to be put down underneath of the feet. All the dancers are the same. Well, hello, Esther. I'll see you dance. I never see you dance before the Irish Reel. You dance better than O'Reilly. The Irish Reel, to me, but for us, is up to the double O.
Everybody.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Jordan.
What a wonderful party. Mr. Basso, the food's delicious.
Thank
Mr. Slope and Mr. Pasquale really fixed things up nicely, didn't they?
Well,
yesterday, Mr. Finch.
Miss Spaulding, I would like to ask Chuck Braxton, please.
What is it, Mrs. Harris?
Well, my husband, he's a good boy in school. He behaves himself. Yeah.
Believe me, Esther, it's a pleasure to stay after school with Miss Spaulding.
What?
Mr. Shields, do you see Mrs. Spaulding? Oh, there's Shields.
Well, I did see Mr. Pasquale. He's been standing there behind that lamppost. I can't understand it.
Excuse me, I'm going over and talk to him. Hey, Pasquale, why are you just standing there watching the business?
I'm a guy who likes to watch. You walk along the stores, you go in to shop. I'm just a stand over here watching the people. I'm a people of shopping.
Louise, you asked me to look for someone. Look there, what I found.
Oh, stop dragging me by the ear. I am not a cougar spaniel.
Sure, Anna Pasquale. Why you two not shake the hands of this friend?
Schultz is here. I thought the wind was a shifting from the stockyard.
What I can say, old radio shows.
I met come out from my own head.
What head? The only thing you got between your ears is a meatball.
No, please, the short tip of silence. It's a block of party. Have a fun and enjoy. Harold, can I call around to the Angelus and tell us to sing or we ought to start the bigger band?
Oh, there he is. Hey,
Harold, can you start your song now? Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, hold the hands with whoever is standing next to you. Tell them we're going to dance around the block. There it is. Come on, hurry up. Push you got to squeeze about. Shoot to the Pasquale. You stand next to each other. Hold the hands.
No, never.
No. All right, then you both are holding my hands. How do you like it to dance?
Oh, it was wonderful, Louise. I found a friend. Nice one, darling.
That's right. It was just the two grown-ups acting like a baby, sir.
But we're not acting like babies no more. But, Schwally, I apologize for starting the fight with you.
Not of your fault. Your star was the one who was the star.
What are you talking about? I was the one who...
You're right, Luigi. I'm feeling so good tonight.
That's the final
question. In fact, I'm feeling so good, I'm not even going to ask you to marry Rosa.
Thank you, Pasquale.
I'm going to let Rosa ask you herself. Rosa! Rosa!
Rosa!
Yes, you love me. Say hello to Louise.
Oh, Louise.
Well, Alexa, Luigi's feeling good tonight, and now is the time of the pop of the question. Go ahead, Alexa, say it.
Luigi, you want to buy me some popcorn?
Everybody get to ready. We're going to dance
together. Oh, Mr.
Bepto. Mr. Hudson. You just to come here?
Well, I got here in time to join that last dance. I enjoyed it very much, too. But I have to leave now, and before I go, I thought I'd give you these bills for the food.
Oh. Oh, bills. Listen, Mr. Hudson, I'll check you this up with you in the bank for tomorrow.
I'd rather settle them now. Here they are.
All right. Bill for $50 and a certificate. Mr. Hudson, you bought all the food from a Schultz and a Pasquale.
You read them, and there's a little facsimile here. Mr. Hudson, you mean to say the food I told you is being served here?
Why, yes.
Ach, Himmel. And I've been telling everybody how terrible it was.
I merely bought the food for Mr. Basco. Rather than let this block party fall through, he undertook to pay for everything himself.
Don't worry, Schultz. I'm not going to pay you back. Every penny profit I'm going to make for my business is going to get to you until you get to your $50.
That long, I ain't gonna live.
Oh, you little dumbcup, Luigi. You don't owe me nothing. I'm happy to give you the food. And boom! Oh, it was delicious.
And you, Mr. Pasquale, when do you want your bill paid?
When an alcohol status street is 150 years old. Luigi, I think you're right. You kick your nose in your own plate. What do you get is a nose full of gravy.
Oh, Pasquale.
You think I'm going to take the money from you, you little pumpkin head? Well, come on, Luigi. Let's start the dance again, eh? Luigi, don't just stand there like that. Hey, Luigi. Here, Luigi, use my handkerchief.
And so, Mamma Mia, today was the happiest day of my life. You shouldn't see all of these people who've been living on the same street for so long, and it was the first time that they stopped to say hello to each other. It would give everybody good feeling. One man, he's an encyclopedia salesman. He's a guy who helped me so much, he's going to give me the first book of three. Now, all I'm going to do is buy the other 19. Mamma Mia, I can just see how you would give your biggest smile to see all those different people dancing together. People who first to come from Ireland, Poland, Russia, France, Germany, Italy, all the mixed together. It was like international mixed master. And when a Schultz and a Pasquale hold a hand and become a friend, everybody was just so happy. Mamma Mia. Wouldn't it be wonderful if all the nations would have a bigger parties and to hold their hands all around the world? Instead of making a bigger blockbuster, they think how to make a bigger block party. Well, a good night, Mamma Mia. Tonight I'm asleep for good. Your loving son, Luigi Pasco, and the Limited.
And is written by Max Benoff and Lou Denham and directed by Max Benoff. J.J. O'Mac is starred as Luigi Vasco with Alan Reedus as Charlie, Hans Conley as Chase, and Barry Ship as Miss Gordon. Music is under the direction of Green Murray. Now stay tuned for another session with a taste of the ignorance that follows immediately over most of these same CBS stations. Bob Smith.
copyright Golden Navy.